anyone for emotional support, maybe it becomes a bit mundane. But it's best and the safest way to stay away from prejudice.
Yeah. So to conclude our discussion, we learnt the Mishnah in Adios about Akavya ben Mahalalel and how he insulted the memory of Shmaya v'Avtalion, who were Gerim, or Bnei Gerim, and therefore as a result of that he was put in Cherem, and he died whilst he was in Cherem, and his it says Soklus Haroinoi, they placed a stone on his Oren, they buried him outside the Beis Olam, there was no Hesped, there was no Levaya, there was no Shiva, there was no Kaddish, as the rules are for Nidui, because of Mevazah Talmud Chocham. So the Chofetz Chaim says, obviously, that when you speak Lashon Hara about a Talmud Chocham, then you've got a double whammy. You've got the Lashon Hara involved in it, and you've got the Mevazah Talmud Chocham. And he says, effectively, when you speak Lashon Hara about the Talmud Chocham, what you're saying is that we don't have to have respect for him. Look at him. He does things which are wrong. We don't have to have derech eretz for him. Chofetz Chaim says that the Yetzer Hara wants to entice us to speak Lashon Hara about the Talmud Chacham, and therefore the Yetzer Hara wants to say to us that nowadays we don't have anybody amongst us who's got the definition of a Talmud Chacham. The Gemara spoke about Talmidei Chachomim, about Mevazeh Chachomim. Yeah? The Gemara spoke about Talmidei Chachomim, about being Mevazeh Talmidei Chachomim, but that was talking about Tanoim, that was talking about Amoroim, we're talking about Kadosh Elyon, but Bisman HaZeh we don't have. Says the Chofetz Chaim, it's not true. Zeh Dor Doishov. Every generation has to measure its Talmud Chacham by the generation. Once we've got a Talmud Chacham, a Rov, a Rosh Yeshiva, a Rebbe, whoever it is, who is above us in his standard of learning, a Shmiras HaMitzvahs, then we regard him as a Talmud Chacham. And it's the Atas HaYetzer to think that nowadays we don't have Talmidei Chachamim, and therefore these halachas don't apply. And therefore he says that obviously whilst there are two whammies in speaking Lashon Hara, there are also two whammies in the consequences of Lashon Hara on the Talmud Chacham, because not only are you speaking Lashon Hara about another Yid, which would be the same as anyone else, but as a result of that, people won't listen to him, people won't go to his bezdin, people won't respect his psak, and Chas v'Shalom can affect his panosa as well. And therefore, says the Chofetz Chaim, you lose out in every direction if you speak Lashon Hara about Talmud Chacham, even more than if you speak Lashon Hara about Stam Yid. Now I'd like to welcome our Talmud Chacham to speak.
Start your day of Terraway in Northwest London, Monday, Dalet 7, 48th day of the Omer, 10th of June, when a rabbi of David Halpin, Shlita, Shavuos. This week's Terraway has been sponsored anonymously, and it's for Sashua and Achayolim, by Melchomosh, Shachsu, Levotem, Lesholom, and Heiro.
Good morning, Rabbi Sai. And the Rabbi Sai, the Yom Tov also, and the Shlisha, the Mech Buddha. A kurz la haluche before I go to Tibra Aguda, as a Chum Sefer, Kabbalah, the Chum Sefer, that one, before one speaks Tibra Aguda, one should say the haluche. I understand the Olam is starting, getting into Hilchas Shabbos. Egle Tal, the Lenezer, wrote a Sefer on the Lamentes Meluchas. In the Hakduma, he says that. And in the Akdumah to the Sefer, he writes there that learning Hilchas Shabbos has got the skills of keeping Shabbos also. So when the Gemara says that keeping Shabbos is kamoi chalatzei lekila, like keeping all the mitzvahs, Gemara also says Shabbos is a kapuras avoinus, Hashem is Shabbos kalachusai, is moichlin loy, as we say in the Zemiris, machaloloy, moichlin loy, we're moichl. So the learning's also got the skills. Why? What's the connection? He brings a Gemara in Saita, it's got to do with Kabbalah Satoira. Saita of Lamed Zayin says that at Kabbalah Satoira, the Eibishah were made a bris, a covenant with us, as a Kuras Imam Bechayreif. And the covenant was on every one of the 613 mitzvahs. Every mitzvah, there were four covenants. As we look to Gemara, there were 2,200 whatever mitzvahs, they were covenants. And every mitzvah, the Eibishah was called as bris, Lilmoid, Ilelamaid, Lishmoid, Velazis. So the lilmoid is a part of the mitzvah, besides the limud haTorah. So to keep a mitzvah properly, one has to have the chelik of lilmoid also. So he says the same segulis which we have in keeping Shabbos is when we learn about Shabbos. So certainly the inyan fin limit of Shabbos, besides what's well known in the Mishnah Brira and Chayil Gimel and Hakdoma, he brings from the Yaros Tavash, Rabbi Bienes and Eibishitz, that it's impossible to be an absolute Shemesh Shabbos Kelchusai if one hasn't learned the halachas. There's so many things which all wouldn't occur to a person that is Nagaya. So certainly limit of Shabbos has a priority over many other things. In Shabbos to do with our Seres Adibus Shabbos. Avot, which occurred to me, an article asked me a question as follows. They were giving out these sheets of various quizzes and and questions. So he asked me why in the Pashvah Shanon, it talks about Shabbos, it says, Shomer Shema Shabbos, the culture, Kashe Tzivcho. The Gemara says, Kashe Tzivcho refers to Mura. Before they came to Sinai, they were at Mura, and they were already mitzvah on Shabbos. They were keeping Shabbos before, but they were already mitzvah on Shabbos before Matan Torah in Mura. So, Shomer Shema Shabbos, the culture, Kashe Tzivcho, as you were commanded already in Mura. Why in Pashas Yisroi, there are a few shenuyim between the Seres Adibros in Yisroi and Vayis Chanan. So this is one of the shenuyim, that Kashe Tzivcho only mentioned these two words in Pashas Vayis Chanan, and in Pashas Yisroi it says Zuch HaShem Shabbos L'Kachoy, it doesn't say Kashe Tzivcho. I must say, I don't really know the answer. It's probably, I'm sure, before me purely speaking about it, but it occurred to me the following thought. It's Nam Amachshuva. The Gemara Zoktim Satathiyam. How do we know that Pikach Nefesh is Doiche Shabbos, or actually Doiche the Ganze Torah Kemat? And the Gemara brings various limitim. We know the Maskun of the Gemara, V'chai Bohem, V'loi Sheyomes Bohem. But before that, Reb Shimon ben Menasseh said, it's a Svura. Some mitzvahs of the Torah are based on Svuras. A Shtaka Svura, Atka Lekach, and sometimes the Gemara says, Lomali Kruz Svurahi. The Gemara says as a Svura, Reb Shimon ben Menasseh Yoyma, V'shom Yevinai Yisrael Esa Shabbos, Om Ratoyu, Chale El Ulov Shabbos Achas, Kedei Sheyishmo Shabbos Es Harba. Makes sense to be Mechal one Shabbos, you save the person's life, and often you'll keep many Shabbos as a Svura. So because of that Svura, interesting type of Svura, you're Mechal a Shabbos, because through that you will gain, he will keep many Shabbos. It's a deal. It's a Svura from Shimon ben Menasseh, and that's what he holds. The Gemara says that's not good enough because that Svura would only apply by Vada and not by Suffix. So the Gemara goes on to V'chai ben V'lo Yishim Uzbem. But the Rechaim HaKudosh has got a shtickle Chiddush. There is a Chiddush. Rechaim HaKudosh in Parshas Kisesu, he says the following words. It's in brackets of base. V'shom Yibnei Yisrael Asa Shabbos. O Yirzal Zeh Adirach. Eim Esai Omar Tuchol Lishmoy Ish Yisrael. V'shomri Yishud God Bnei Yisrael. Make sure that Yidin are gezint and stark. If a Yid is in a danger, it's a mitzvah of a Shomri to guard him. A Shomri b'nai Yisrael. A fila b'erech kvot Shabbos, even if it means pushing away the Shabbos. A Shomri b'nai Yisrael, even as a Shabbos, you have to be doich a Shabbos. L'asos as a Shabbos. If he'll through that, he'll be able to keep more Shabbos. It only works if he'll keep more Shabbos. Perish, bo'udom sheyeshne b'geda amod l'asos. If you, through your saving his life, he will be able to keep more Shabbos. Avo. Mishavada lo yokim, he'll only last for another few hours, a few days. He won't reach next Shabbos. Velo yagiel Shabbos l'shomra hagam shafiyat eli yoyil l'shoyes v'leyomim lo yichalu l'va Shabbos. According to Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh, of course that's not the halucha. The halucha is that you can 10 people come and mechal Shabbos for saving a person for 1 minute to make him live another minute. That's the halucha. But according to Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh, who bases it on this svura. That mitzvah sheichal Shabbos echod b'shvil sheyish mesabus harba, he only allowed to be mechal Shabbos if the man would be able to keep more Shabbos. According to this word, I was a bit like Peter, a bit swore. Shabbos parshas bereishis, you mechal Shabbos bereishis because he will keep after noyach lechlo another shul shvi Shabbos. You come to a chayla 8 o'clock in the morning. His mom is about his kiyach nefesh. Blood is pouring from him. His mom is about to die in another hour or so. You can save his life for another 7 hours, the Mushal. But he won't last more than that. Nebuchadnezzar, such a matter. According to Rechaim HaKudosh, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh, which we don't pass on, you shouldn't be Mechal Shabbos. I'm asking you, your Chil Shabbos takes 10 minutes, quarter of an hour. You're machal a quarter of an hour of Shabbos. He will keep another 8 hours of Shabbos. The same deal. Why does it have to be Shabbos's harbor? You'll spend a quarter of an hour. Every minute of Shabbos you have to keep. So if somebody machal Shabbos a quarter of an hour, he's machal a quarter of an hour. He's not machal the whole Shabbos. He's machal a quarter of an hour of the Shabbos. That man will live 7-8 hours. It's a good deal. Why does it have to be most Shabbos's? I haven't seen anybody ask this. And it seems to be there's something called a unit of a Shabbos. Once the Shabbos is broken, that unit is missing. I mean, obviously, every minute of Shabbos, a chiev, if somebody was machal Shabbos once, twice, every minute is the new chiev Shabbos. There's a chiev every minute. But there's something also called a whole Shabbos. And once that Shabbos has been broken, that's been affected. I'll just tell you, in Santa Zach, HaTzadik, Dr. Adazach HaTzadik Gebrucha, was once called to Antwerpen to save the life of somebody by the dying Sternbuch. He traveled in Shabbos, Friday night. He traveled in Shabbos. He saved the person's life. He lived afterwards another 30 years. And Shabbos afternoon, he went to this medrash, where it's called the Davin, and the Gabbai came up to him and asked him, what's his name? Shlomo ben Avrum, what's his name? He said, no, don't give me an aliyah. I was Machal Shabbos today. Don't give me an aliyah. I was Machal Shabbos today. But the idea, I don't understand. Next week he was prepared to have an aliyah. This Shabbos not. He wasn't Machal the whole Shabbos. He was Machal 1 hour, 2 hours. He also somehow felt there's something in the unit of Shabbos, which is very interesting. We don't find in Halucha such a type of idea. Shabbos, every minute of Shabbos is Shabbos. Shabbos has got has to be a whole unit. There is such an interesting type of thing. Uruch Lener, a great Chiddush, he says in Yom Kippur, once somebody has eaten something in Yom Kippur, he's lost the Venisim Nafsh Seichem. Ad Kedai Kach, Be'aluch brings it, of course, in Nisha Lucha Lamasa, that he hasn't got any Issa afterwards. There's no mitzvah of fasting afterwards. And there's it's written in the notes when you have for homework, you can do this. The Shias Yaakov, she's a possum, want to suggest that if somebody becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of Yom Kippur, where there is a shitter, that bar mitzvah depends on hours. If he was born 12 o'clock in the middle of the day, he becomes a mitzvah in the middle of the day, 12 o'clock. So till then, he's not free to fast. So there's a shitter, he doesn't need to fast afterwards. He hasn't got the Yom Kippur. There's another shitter for Ket. There's a shitter for Ket that he has to fast al kutan. Kedai, when it comes 12 o'clock, he should be able to make a benisim. But you find such an idea by Yom Kippur, a unit of one benisim. All right, that's Yom Kippur, which the Baalucha says we don't pass like that. The Urchan Leh himself, who's come up with this fura, says that Tosfos doesn't seem to agree with it. In any case, but Shabbos, we don't find, I'm not aware of any such thing as a unit of Shabbos. One thing, in one way, yes, there's a mitzvah to be a Mekadosh Shabbos, it's a Kiddush, the Raisa, and that is once the Kovod Shabbos, you have to make Kiddush, if you didn't make Kiddush, Friday night, for whatever reason, you make it Shabbos day, even Shabbos afternoon, Midaraisa. So there's one Shabbos, the one Kiddush you make, but Shmira Shabbos, every minute, is a mitzvah on its own. You have to guard every minute, so if somebody didn't guard 1 minute, so the next minute it's a Chesun, and it's Shabbos, it's a Shmira, it's the first time. I must say, I found in Bialucha such an idea, it's also a great Chiddush. We don't put on tefillin on Shabbos, because Shabbos is the ois, and tefillin is the ois, we don't have two oises. So to Bialucha, if somebody, a Tzule member, had to be Machal Shabbos, maybe he should put on tefillin. Lech Vashteinish. Shabbos is Machal Shabbos, he hasn't got time for tefillin. Then he goes home, he should put on tefillin now, he's not Machal Shabbos now. He seems to be saying the idea that once he had to do a meluch on Shabbos, he's lost the ois of Shabbos, for the whole of Shabbos, so the ois seems to be also one unit. It's a Chiddush. The Masi says that he still has got the ois because he's only mechal those things which are absolutely necessary. Otherwise, he's keeping Shabbos, so he's still got the ois. But this idea, it's a Chiddushic idea. In any case, if there's something in this idea, then I think we've got an answer to our question before. How come Moedim send Shabbos Nitna Torah B'Yisrael? Machloikos, it was the seventh day, sixth day, but it wasn't Shabbos. So in the middle of Shabbos, the Eibusha said, start keeping Shabbos. According to what we said before, it's too late. You can't start in the middle of Shabbos. Next Shabbos, this Shabbos is gone already. In Parshas Yisroel, that Zuchoir as Yom HaShabbos LaKadshoi, the mitzvah of making Kiddush, that you can start in the middle of Shabbos. If somebody was Machal Shabbos, or if somebody became a Ger Shabbos morning, whatever it is, so the mitzvah of Kiddush, making Kiddush. Shumay, in Bos Chanan, that Shumay, not Zuchoir. In Shumay, Zuchoir, but the Brechot. In Yisroel, that Zuchoir. And if that's a Shumay, Shumay has to be keeping whole Shabbos. In the middle of Shabbos, you can't start Shumay. So the Eibush, the Kasha Tzifcha, you've been keeping Shabbos since Mura. Then you can start. So in Parshas yesterday, we don't need a Kasha Tzifcha. Because even if there wouldn't have been Kasha Tzifcha, you can start the Zuchar already now. But in Chanan, where it says Shomer, had you not been keeping Shabbos till now, I can't tell you Shomer now. Shomer for next week. Then maybe that's why it says Kasha Tzifcha. So Shaina Vos, but I must say, there's a flaw in the Ganser Zach. According to this, if there's some truth in this idea that you have to have one Shabbos, a unit of Shabbos, there should be a halucha, which is no such thing, that somebody was called to Hatzula at 8 o'clock in the morning. He was Mahal Shabbos, Al-Pitoyra, the right thing he did, and he goes home. What? The Gemur lives to Chalei Shabbos.
What?
The Gemur lives to Chalei Shabbos. Not what we call Chalei Shabbos. He was a Mechal, the Shabbos, which is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. It's Bekech Nefesh. So, the Chia. If it's Hitzer, you might be right. The word Chol Shabbos is one word. If it's the Chia, it's a Chol Shabbos for me. Let's change that. Not called Chol Shabbos. He did a mitzvah Bekech Nefesh. So, if somebody did a Bekech Nefesh at 8 o'clock in the morning, and then at 12 o'clock, the Hatzula gets another call. According to our Cheshbon, they should rather call this first one who did it once, and not somebody else. It's not true. There's no such halacha. No such thing. But according to this cheshbon, if he's already, as the father said, don't give me an idea. This Shabbos, I was mechal this Shabbos. There's no such halacha. But according to this cheshbon, l'chayyur was gedaft abisal zanze. It's not true. So there's no such thing. But the idea.
The Torah was given on Shabbos.
Yeah.
Did they have to start Shabbos right away?
That's what I'm saying.
From the
that's why it says kashet tzivcho. Kashet tzivcho means they were keeping Shabbos from Mura,
Shabbos in Mura.
Weeks before. Had it not been Kashet Tzivcho, they have to start now.
Yeah.
So on Zuchar, you can say, start now. Shumar, according to my cheshbon, you can't. That's why I have to say Kashet Tzivcho. Yeah. That's the idea. Why Kashet Tzivcho, you have to have on in Vaschon and not there. Let's move on a little bit to Yom Shvius. Tomorrow's ready. Erev Shvius. You know, there's a Shloch Kudosh brings Gewaltig and Yudim of Tikkun El Shvius to be up at the night of Shvius. I saw this year someone of these papers lying around where I saw it, and an idea why we're up the night of Shvius. Push it, Achona. He said, you know, Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat matzah because you have to eat matzah, let's say, ovoin. Someone to say that Erev Sikkos, you shouldn't sleep, you should be able to sleep, let's say, ovoin. So somebody asked, Ibazoi, Lechaira, if we want to be Makabal the Torah, I say Sadibras. So we shouldn't learn the night before, because you have appetite. The answer is we know there's a chiddik. In Gashmias, when you're hungry, you have appetite. Once you've eaten, it's gone. In Rochnis, it's pink faket. Mitzvah is mitzvah. You learn, you can chayshik learn more. It's mamish faket. So we want to show. So we're up all night learning to show that it doesn't work like Gashmias. In Gashmias, if you leave to all Erev Pesach, come by night, you won't have an appetite for matzah. In Rochnis, it's faket. The more you learn, the more you get chayshik, so we're up all night. But the minig is, the Shloch Kudosh brings a gewaltig minig, fin a tikkun el shvius, it's a very interesting minig, to go through every seder, three psikim, beginning, the end, and Torah, and Vim, Ksivim, and Mishnah, and Zoya, all types of... And somebody once asked the Dibna Magid. The Dibna Magid didn't have this minig. He learned through what they call now the Ritzifus, learned through a few hours non-stop. So they asked him, you're a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon, the Rambam is called Nagoyla. The Vilna Gaon, we know his Hasmudas HaTorah's much further than our Hasugas have got. This Mazuktas, once he made a cheshbon Erev Yom Kippur, he made a cheshbon that over the year there was 180 seconds, 3 minutes, which he could have utilized better, it was bittul Torah. And he would spend Leil Shvius, instead of learning the Bira grew in Shechanurach, which is a Kalatera killer. He was there, he said the tikkun. So they asked Dibna Magid, your Rebbe said the tikkun, why don't you? So Dibna Magid answered with a Muslim. He said, a person, a naive person from a little village, comes to the Rosh town, he sees all types of things which he's never seen before. He goes to her shop, they're selling wallpaper. The Barbus takes out a book of samples and goes through the pages. The coiner says, yeah, this one I want to make a bestelling, give him a check. So he goes home, he knows how to make business. So he buys 50 such books of samples and he tries to make business. Now, obviously, the samples only work if you've got the stock in the warehouse. You can't make a business from samples. So he said, the Vilna Gaon looks there, can all year, that grand Torah. So comes, she has been asking for samples. Just have a sample itself, a poopsie can do a poopsie can do. If the sample has to represent what's going on in the warehouse. That's why he didn't say, take an out from this. That was his answer. But we have to now answer, we're not like the Vilna Gaon and we don't claim to have the stock which we would like to have. I think the answer is very pushed. The Sfur Makadoshim bring a few Makoris here that in Shvias, the Rabbeinu Shlalim judges a person more than but Shvias Makabel Kohu Udom Satoru, the Heinish of Eze Seichel Yelech Lam Lav Das Hashem Oyen Sashunah. You get in Shvias the Hashpur with what type of Hasuga, what type of Seichel, you'll be able to serve the Eibishter of Torah. Shvias Emes state, Bechol Shulu Vashunu, Makabel Kol Echot Mi Yisrael, every Yid, on Hashuna, on Shvias, Bechagaze, Kol Ma She'usid Lohoven El Chadish B'Toyre. He gets the Koyach to be Mechadish B'Toyre. Then there's other Mekoyres also, which say that on Shvias is like a Rosh Hashuna to Rosh Hashuna. We know what Rosh Hashuna has got two parts of Rosh Hashuna. Every Rosh Hashuna, the Eibster judges the last year. Yeah, that's Sifra Chaim, Sifra Meisim. How you spend the last year. That's one part. Then the other thing is, Vishnu Kosevin, what's going to be next year? Hanusa, everything's, there's in all this decided on Rosh Hashanah. Shvias has also got the two parts. On the one side, on the one hand, the Eibster says, look, I gave you a year, you had Hanusa, you had Gezint, Baruch Hashem, you're going around, elsewhere in the pan. Have you utilized it to your maximum? That's one shala. Afterwards, as we said, the Eibster demos is done the person what I'm going to provide for next year. You should have the ability to learn the cycle or what's needed for it. On the first part, the double magad gerecht, Acham Vayah start making a cheshbon how he spent the last year to give these samples. Best is this to learn, at least make up as much as you can now to show that you're trying as much as you can to make up. But on the second half, yes, Batoyra, Tamir I Ketav Hashem. If somebody goes to somebody making a chasna, he goes to a caterer, he wants to taste various things, what to put on the menu. He doesn't need to taste the whole plate. He just gives a taste. This I want. For the person who's buying, the samples are good enough. For the person who's selling, samples are good enough. But for the buyer, when we are emes kanei ve'al timkor, shvias, we are buying, we're making an order, we hope, for next year, how much. So we say, yes, I want a bit of bereshis, a bit of ner, a bit of lechol, a bit of shnayas. So tam iriya ketav Hashem. For that, the sampling is good enough. So the idea of tikkun el shvias is that we sort of show this is what we want. We want to gain all parts of the Torah. We want to be proficient in Torah, Nevi'im, Ksivim, shnayas, and all the other parts. So this are shikol teretz to the kasha of the Dibna Magad for those who have the minig to Shvias. There's another point which I think is very important, Halucha Lamasa. The Torah says that we have two bruchas of Berachas HaTorah. Asher Kishunim Mitzvayis HaVelasek V'Vasayir and then Asher Bruch HaBuni. Look at the Torah. The brucha Asher Bruch HaBuni refers to Kabbalah HaTorah. Ve'yechaven be'berchusay. When you make this brucha, you should be mechaven. It's the guy, every one of us. Al Ma'amad HaSinai. Asher Bruch HaBuni refers to Ma'amad HaSinai. He adds another word that we have to remember was Metoich Ha'ish. So when we say Berachas HaTorah, we have to think about it. And the Ramban, it's in his test, says there's a chiyuv, there's a mitzvah every day to remember or to think about Ma'amat HaNivcha. And he also throws in the words, that we heard this Metoich Ha'ish. There's something apparently in the Indian for Metoich Ha'ish. So there's a mitzvah every day to remember that Ma'amatan Lifa, in some Siddurim is printed, Rakashum al Chol, it's printed in the Shai Schiris. There is a mitzvah, and the Torah says that when you say Berch Sator, you should think about it, by the Bruch HaShabuch HaBuni, to remember the Ma'amad HaNifra. There's a remez in some Sfurim, they say, Oilas Tumid Huasio Bahar Sinai. Oila, so the Oila on your Machshuva, Tumid always, Huasio, what happened Bahar Sinai. There's a remez. In Ois Yid, I've got here Tashpuas of Chag HaShavuos. Isa B'zoya Kudish. B'leil Shavuos Mashpien Meshumayim Taharu L'libos B'nai Yisroel. The night of Shavuos, the Bo Yishim gives a Taharu to the hearts of Eden, HaMakavin L'Taharu, who wants it, and Kedai, the Zalman Kenan, they should be able to be Makabal, the Torah, by Kriyas HaTorah in the morning. Here then the Hashpuas of all Shloishas Magbulu, but today in the second of Shloishas Magbulu, also repeats itself every year. Not just that Matan Torah, the Shloishas Magbulu is also a repetition at the time when the Rebbeinu Shem is helping us prepare ourselves towards the Gevaltig Yom Tov. The Emes is, there's another Nekid also. Shtet Batzeres Nedoilin Al Peiris Ha'ilin. And the Shechloch said, the Minig is to put a Lonois trees in the Besmerish to remember that we have to daven. What connection has Peiris Ha'ilin? I once told you one cheshbon from Klozim Geruf, I'll tell you another cheshbon. The Gemara says in Bov Basra, if somebody sells something to somebody else, you have to always look at the little small print. What he sold, it doesn't include anything else. For example, he sells him a boil of water in the middle of his field. In the old time, this was a gewaltige oitze, a boil of water. And the solicitor wasn't careful enough to include in the sale the right of way to get there. The moicher can say, the boil is yours, but the field, you can't walk through my field. You want to go walk through my field? £3 every trip. The man says, I bought a boil, what for? Yes, you should have been more careful. When you buy the boy, you should have included somehow access to it. If somebody gives somebody a matuna, it's a wedding present, the boy, that's yours. And after he comes, he wants to walk through the field, we say he must have included also the right of way to walk through. Why? What's the chiddik? Business is business, as they say. The moichas will try and get the best deal possible. And if every extra, you'll charge extra. And loisen, when you give something, you want him to use it. You don't send give a person a present, he shouldn't be able to use it. So if you gave him a boil, you obviously included the ability to make the maximum use of the boil. So it's automatically included the right of way. The Torah was given to us a matuna. Pusik and Pashas Chikas. Ime matuna nachliel. I refer to the Torah. The Torah is a matuna. The Rebbeinu Shem has given us a Torah. Ben Ayin Yufa. He gives us all what's necessary to be able to be zeichet to Torah. Amen. Kemach and Torah. So Kemach goes with it. To learn Torah, you have to be gezint, you have to have the kop, you have the eyes, you have the ears, you have to be able to hear, you have to be able to read. By Matan Torah, everybody was a nesrapa. Everybody was healed. There were people who were blind. After coming out of Mitzrayim, a few million people, they said there were some who were blind, some were deaf. By Matan Torah, they all were healed. So there's a crash in Chemish Agumurdus. Pshat is, the Ayyub is giving him a matzuna, he wants us to use it. So if somebody can't read, can't hear, he can't learn Torah properly, the Ayyub gave him a matzuna of Ayin Yufa. So everybody became healed. And every year we have all these Hashpuas again. Every year is the Inyan Fin, which stands for Moshe Yedabair. Doesn't say Moshe Dibber, Moshe Yedabair. Every year there's Moshe Yedabair, Velakim, Yanani Bekoit. Every year the same thing. So therefore the Ayyub gives everything with it. So a man came behind Torah. But not only that, without kemach you can't survive. A man came behind Torah. Fruit is a luxury. A person can survive without fruit. But at Seiras, the Ayyub gives a person not only what he basically needs, more than that, but Ayin Yufa, he wants him really to enjoy Torah. So he gives him even the luxuries also. So in the Doin al Peir Seiras, if we makabel the Torah, and we show that we really want to make the maximum use of the Gevaltig Matuna, which the Ayyub gave us, yes, the Peiros Ilan, all the luxuries come with it. So the Yom Tov of Shavuos, we find the Gemara at Hakol Moedim Batzeiras Dimin Lamed Lachem, because it's a Yom Tov which, even though it's basically a Rochnis like a Yom Tov, but with this Rochnis as a byproduct of all the Rochnis, we get with it all the Gashmis which comes with it. Before I finish, I just want to finish off a very important halucha, Ais Tesvov, a Mishneh Brira. Tumit tia tefillas u'av v'em shagir b'fiyam. I know erev shun erev rosh chodesh tivan. Many people are saying the tefillah l'shlu. The Mishavir says there's a chiyuv constantly for every father and mother to daven for their children hatlucha. Tumid always tia tefillas u'av v'em. The father and the mother, not only before lech benchen, which is a special isrutin for the ladies to daven then shneitzach, but every day. Shagir b'fiyam les palel al b'neihem. To daven for their children, sheyi elom de toyer v'tzadikim, ebal amidas toyus. V'yachaven ma'od b'birchas ha'av rabbi. We say every day the bruch v'ha'av rabbi, ha'av toylem. In birchas toyer v'shas we say v'niya anachni v'tzetzuayni v'tzetzuayni. We should say it with kavuna. We're davening that our children should all go in the right way. To be elom de toyer l'shma. And also in bolatzir leman lo nigal l'rik v'lo nayla de b'hula. We have to put extra effort in that. And it's bekannt in some Siddurims, even printed, that the Baal Shem Tov said that the Arichas HaGulas, why it's taking so long, is because we're not mechaven enough by the Brucha from the Ha'av Rabba. It's like, well, Amoedig Brucha, we have to spend another 10, 20 seconds, I think 20 seconds is plenty, but to be able to... Chaim Sofer used to say that in the day where she didn't shed tears by a Ha'av Rabba, he wasn't able to be mechazer chadisha teru, the Chaim Sofer. You can imagine the Chaim Sofer, what it means. Like a punim, the tefillah from the Ha'av Rabba, against you, and befrat in these days, and befrat shvius, a special time to vini over racham, and racham, it's a moedah get tefillah. If you spend another few seconds, you'll see how much is in the tefillah. I'm sure from Zoy Chazan, to Allah Hashpuz, Tevis, what we get on shvius, Zay Rochnis, Zay Gashmiz, Shibazoych, to be mechabal, the tefillah, and tech simcha.
Amen.